Faith Day on the Media Brew Communications Network. If you've been listening in a while, you know that we were expecting a sale to go through to transfer ownership from Great Lakes Radio to Media Brew. That has happened. As of Thursday, this is the Media Brew Communications Network, or at least the eighth day is on a station that also ends up on all the other stations they just bought. We are actually quite excited about the future because we were told at the meeting yesterday that this will be a very community-centric set of stations where each one reflects the community in a way and serves the community in the best way. And I'm looking forward to that. I've met the new owner. I have been excited to where the direction he wants to go. He also wants to expand our digital and our streaming and a lot of other things over time. These will take time. This week, well, just starting yesterday, it's been, hey, let's get the new logos. Let's make sure we say the right name, Media Brew Communications. Let's not mess that up. People on the phone, it's muscle memory. We still say the wrong company, but we correct ourselves. And I've been in transitions before. I expect that will end soon. I'm quite excited myself. I'm excited for the show. As you know, this format is about things you might not think about the rest of the week. And yes, it includes things on the federal level and the state level from time to time, especially if it affects people in the Upper Peninsula. But it also matters from our listenership, whether or not it's really focused on the community, and that's what the show tries to do. It's not just what you might not have thought about. It's also about what you probably should think about, things that aren't usually covered so well otherwise because they seem boring until you get into a detailed discussion. And that brings up the next thing. In general, I'm not very good at announcements. The thing I do best is usually interviews, and the interviews are usually wall to wall from the beginning of the show to the end. We don't even have time sometimes to introduce the next interview. We don't have a time to put an intro, but we are this time because we have so many things happening in the Upper Peninsula that we can't do an interview for this weekend on everything, though we will have some interviews about some of the topics. Upon reflection of what we've been up to the last several years since the show came on the air, I discovered we had 698 segments we've done since the beginning of this show, and that was after several years producing another show before this show. I was quite surprised. That's a large number of things, so mostly focused on the Upper Peninsula. Some of them were hard news, some of them were comedy. Some of them were just off-the-cuff topics, including one about a perpetual motion machine. To the more common thing we talk about is the bright and happy news of the Upper Peninsula, because it is a bright and happy place. Yes, we have a lot of snow in the winter, but it's a unique area, and we're kind of really proud of it. Not just kind of, we are. I'm happy that as a community-centric station that we'll be going on with this show, and hopefully we will expand and talk about even newer things that we've never thought about. We might even return to some of the popular comedy bits we did in the past, but we're also going to hopefully reflecting a new future, not just the transition, but looking forward to the future. And that's what I'm hoping for. Now, that brings up a problem, because I've said that I find it difficult sometimes to do announcements, because I think that in an interview, people can hear exactly why it's relevant to them. They can hear from the person with the most passion, we hope, talking about their event, talking about what's important in their organization, how they serve the community, how they integrate with from fun festivals to helping people who are disabled in some manner or otherwise. We try very hard to bring people on who can best represent those topics and let them talk at more of a length than a mere announcement so that people can truly get a connection to it. Well, today there's so many things going on, I actually have to do some announcements. I'm going to be talking about a number of things that are happening in the Upper Peninsula today. Some of them started a couple of days ago but are going through the weekend. Some started yesterday. Some are just starting today. Festivals, county fairs. I'm going to do announcements, and we'll be right back after the break to go into some detail about that. We will also have actual interviews on some of the topics. We will be talking most certainly about the humongous fungus that's happening in Crystal Falls today. Yeah, they have a festival for a giant, fungus. It's the biggest underground mushroom, and we'll talk about that. We are also going to talk a tad about the second annual Art Festival, the 906 Art Festival in Curtis, Michigan. We're also going to talk about Berga County Fair, the Alger County Fair. We're going to talk about Pickford Hay Days. We're just going to do some announcements, something we don't normally do, very far from our normal thing, but hey, we'd like to break it up and change off too. And I've got to do these announcements because there is a lot going on. And by the way, yes, we will be talking a very short time about the Catch the Vision Community Day happening at the Lions Field for the Marquette Chowder Township today. That's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Yeah, there's a lot going on. From east to south to west to east again. And just bring up each event and hopefully one of them will appeal to you. If you don't want to leave far from the area, right here in Marquette, they got a free movie going on at the Peter White Public Library. It's, after all, it's Saturday in the Upper Peninsula. You should be going somewhere, shouldn't you? This is the eighth day on a Media Brew Communications station. We will be right back.